or motherhood, there's nothing that I would give up. Well, okay, maybe I'd pass on the Dorothy Hamill haircut I got in the fourth grade. This audiobook is about celebrating turning 40 and being the sexiest, funniest, smartest, best-dressed, and most confident woman that you can be. It's about everything I've learned thus far and how to put it together and incorporate it all. It doesn't matter if you're married, divorced, remarried, or eternally single. The one thing we have in common is that we all turn 40 and wonder how we got there and what we're going to do now. 2 months after my 40th birthday, I was asked to be a part of a show about teenagers. There was that word again, teenager. It seems to stick to me like a barnacle. But the difference was that now I was not being asked to play a teenager, but to play the mother of one. Once I got over the shock, I was still recovering from the fact that I just turned 40. And for those of you who have gone through it, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who still have it coming, it gets way better, I promise. I realized that the show was a great way to bring it all full circle. Surrounded by teenagers and their urgent high school dramas, I felt a mixture of nostalgia and relief. Nostalgia at seeing my younger self reflected in them, and relief that I was no longer agonizing about things like popularity and acceptance in the same way. When you're a teenager, you're forever thinking, do they